Hello and welcome back to the Martial Arts For You podcast. Now, firstly, I think I should apologise because it has been like months since I did this, so I hugely apologise for that. But obviously, as majority of you guys know, unfortunately, obviously COVID hit us and it's just been a little bit of a crazy year. Well, it was definitely a crazy 2020, and 2021 definitely didn't get started the way that I wanted it to. But we're making it work, and I just thought it'd be good to come on and kind of update everybody on what's been going on, what our future plans are too, and really how we aren't going to let COVID or Corona negatively impact who we're teaching and what we're teaching and the benefits that we're giving to our students. So obviously, in March, when this all began, well, it began before that, didn't it? But I think that's when really here in the UK, we started hearing about it a lot more. And yeah, when it all came about, I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I didn't believe that the gyms were going to have to close. But obviously, we had to do what we had to do. We closed the gyms and we quickly adapted. That is one thing that I'm really proud of everybody at Martial Arts For You, is that in times like this, it is so easy to focus on all the things that you can't do. But as a club, as a community, we've really tried to focus on all the things that we can do, because at the end of the day, we can spend our time thinking about what we can't, and it can put you in such a negative mindset and make you feel just not very good. But when you switch that and change that and think about all the things that you can do, and there is still so many things that as a school we can do. So we quickly adapted, quickly moved online. I think it's been hard for some of the students. I know for myself, I've had to do a few things that have been online, and it's tough. It's harder to stay focused. But I think that the way in March, we started by just doing kind of like the live classes. So we're just doing live sessions on Facebook in a group. And then obviously we were then able to reopen for a little bit. So that was, I think it was during summer, wasn't it? We were allowed to reopen. So we reopened the gyms. As you all can probably imagine, we did take quite a big hit that first time. But luckily, when we were able to reopen during summer, we rebuilt. I almost think of it as like a game of Jenga. It's like we were playing the game and it was falling apart. Those pieces falling apart. But we got them back in, rebuilt. And then literally it was like the Thursday, it must have been about October, I think it was October. It was the Thursday and we'd literally just got back up to where we were at the beginning of the year, really excited. And then on that Thursday, there was another announcement that we're going into another lockdown. So I had to quickly change and adapt again. During summer, it was probably just before summer, we then decided to do Zoom classes as well. So adapted and changed again to try keep everyone really engaged and having lots of fun in the classes. And then obviously, we had to close again in December. We had like the best team meeting in December, where all the team, all the full-time guys, we all came together, made such a plan for 2021 and really figured out exactly where we wanted the school to go. Because that's kind of, and it's my fault this. I think for the past few years, I've really focused on myself and where I wanted it to go. And I don't think there's any harm in that, because it wouldn't be where it was today if I didn't push it and focus on where I wanted it to be. But a big change that I've made in this year is that it's not about what I want. It's about what the team wants and it's about what the student wants. So it's starting to take a step back from my own mind and thinking really about how can we serve the team? How can we serve the customers? And this meeting that we did was just, oh, it was fantastic. It meant that we're all on the same page and just really ready to absolutely smash the new year. So as you can imagine, when we got told that we were going into another lockdown, it was a bit of a shock. I really wasn't expecting it. I don't know what I was expecting in all fairness, but I definitely wasn't expecting that. But we got put into another lockdown and had to obviously go online again. throughout this time, we've launched some online courses, which have been really, really good. And just been trying to keep it fresh and keep it new during this time. We have got our belt grading coming up. Something which I'll be honest with everybody here. I was very unsure whether I was going to do it. But when you've not done a grading in a year, your customer service starts to drop. And the reason why I think this is because a lot of the members, a lot of the students, it's their goal, it's their reward, it's something for them to aim towards. And I honestly believe that the longer that we were keeping our standards very high, in a sense of that we're not doing an online grading, keeping them standards very high, I almost felt that our customer service was dropping because I was trying to keep them standards so high. So what I've almost done is them standards, some may say the standards have dropped a little, and I'll say a little because I'm sorry, but these guys are not going to be getting handed any belts. They're going to need to earn them just like any other time. But it's definitely the standards have dropped a little bit. They have, obviously, with it being online, but my customer service has shot up because it means that we're serving the members, we're giving them something to aim towards, and it means that they've just got that goal. And I think that that is what people need now more than ever. They don't need to be held back. I think that the world's already doing that. So as a martial arts school, I really wanted to step up and give these guys the opportunity to work towards them new belts. So we went for it. We're only doing the white to purple belts. We're doing that next week. So white to purple belts next week. We're running it slightly differently. They've got to do a warm-up, which we've set for them. They've got to record it. They've then got to pick 5 combinations off the syllabus. They get to choose their own. At the end of the day, all of the instructors at Martial Arts View, we want our students to pass. Why would we not want our students to pass? We want them to, but we want them to earn it. We want them to earn the pass. But from my point of view, when deciding, do we pick the combinations for them or do we let them? I was like, I want everybody to be able to showcase what they're really good at. I want them to be able to show off a little bit. So I almost felt that picking the combinations, you're maybe potentially going to trick some people out of maybe not passing. And I just felt that especially now, we need to be building people with confidence. We need to be creating, keeping this energy and this fire in their belly for martial arts. So we decided to let them choose the 5. They then got to send them in of them recording them. They got to do 5 combinations 10 times each, and then upload it. We're still following the same thing where they get feedback forms. They get to book a one-to-one, like a feedback call with their instructor too. So we've made it work. Senior grades, we have got a plan. So anybody that's purple belt or above, so going for them senior grades, we've got 2 plans. We've got an in-house plan and we've got an online plan too. Ideally, I'll be honest, I don't want to do it online. If I can do it in-house, and I 100% want to do that. But same as what I was literally just saying, if we're not going to be able to do an in-house grading for the next 6 to 12 months, is it really fair on our loyal, committed students that have been training so hard over the past year to wait yet another year? That's 2 years. And you know what makes it even tougher is when other martial arts schools are doing senior gradings and giving out belts and where they're not doing it. And it must be really hard from the student's point of view thinking, well, I'm doing exactly what these guys are doing, but I'm not getting a reward for it. So we've had to think a bit outside the box. We've got these 2 plans. The invites haven't gone out for grading yet. So if you listen to this, don't panic. The grading invites will be coming out. We're just letting everybody have a few weeks to actually get prepared and to see who's actively training. But that'll be really good. The grading is going to, I've no doubt it's going to work well. I'm excited to see all the students working towards them new belts. It's going to be lots of fun for them too. And we've actually got our ninja club and our movie party next next weekend as well. So that's after the grading. I thought it'd be a great way. It's completely free for any of our members that train with us. The Ninja Club, it's going to be lots of fun. You've got me and Jack for the first hour. You've got Lee for the second hour. Katie and possibly Charlene for the third hour. And then you've got Chris Holmes for the last hour. So we're going to be working lots of different stuff, challenges, competitions. There's going to be some prizes, bit of crafts potentially. Katie's thinking of some stuff, lots of games. You're going to be learning some points martial arts. I'm going to be learning some extreme kicks as well. And then straight after, about 30 minutes after, we're going to do a movie as well. So we're going to put a movie on. Obviously, parent, you need to go get some popcorn. That's a necessity. And we're going to sit down, we're going to watch a movie. So I thought that would be quite nice for our students. Honestly, community events and events as a whole is something that I enjoy to do so much. I love events. I love creating something. I almost would want to say that I like the stress of it, because it is quite stressful when you're organising events, especially fight nights and tournaments and all this. But I do. I miss the event so much. It's something that we did a lot of, and we all enjoyed to do. So not being able to do that for the past 12 months has been, I found that especially challenging, because I've always got this project or this next event that I'm working on. So doing these little events, they're online, but at least it's something. We haven't really done anything online, as in from an events point of view. So really looking forward to seeing the guys that are going to get involved with that. I'm going to try my absolute best to stay consistent with this podcast. I use the word consistent because that is a word that I'm trying to bring into my life throughout it. I think consistency is very, very important with absolutely anything in this world. You need to be consistent to see any growth. I'm going to be organising myself, putting something in the diary and making sure that I'm logging on and updating you guys on what's going on at Martial Arts for You. So I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day. I hope you enjoyed listening, and please keep an eye out for the next podcast. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you.